CEO's message. Image, Sebastian Zagarella, Chief Executive Officer, PWDA. This year has been a significant one for the disability community, filled with major changes and challenges. I want to acknowledge the incredible resilience of our community, particularly as we navigated a complex and emotionally charged reform agenda. This included key milestones, like the release of the Disability Royal Commission, DRC, final report, and the independent review of the NDIS, alongside the ongoing impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. I am incredibly proud of PWDA's responses to these reforms. Despite the rapid pace of change, our systemic and individual advocacy efforts have continued to make a meaningful impact on the lives of people with disability. At a systemic level, we've represented the diverse voices of our community at state, national and international forums, ensuring that our members' voices and needs are heard by decision makers. On the individual advocacy front, we've seen significant growth in client numbers due to outreach efforts and service referrals. We've met the increased demand without sacrificing the quality of our services and maintained great outcomes for clients. Through our focus on continuous improvement, we reviewed work practices and improved our telephony systems, which has enhanced access to services while also reducing wait times. This commitment to excellence was demonstrated by our outstanding outcome in the National Standards for Disability Services, NSDS, audit, and maintaining our incredibly high client satisfaction scores. We've also expanded our efforts to support the most vulnerable in closed settings, particularly through our Redress project and the Engage In project, which we've now embedded as business as usual. Against a year of reform, our operational plan provided the team clarity on priority activities, which resulted in successes against all key pillars of our 2022 to 2025 strategic plan. Representing, advocating, educating, and ensuring sustainability. I'm proud to report growth in our membership for the second consecutive year, driven by our membership engagement strategy and a schedule of events designed to increase interaction with our members. The reputation we've built for quality and expertise led to further opportunities, including invitations to join advisory groups and collaborate on important projects. This also saw demand for our training services grow, and we adapted to the shift towards online learning and developing bespoke training packages to meet diverse needs. In turn, this resulted in us venturing into new territories, offering new services such as accessibility consulting and developing disability inclusion action plans, DAPs, and resources such as toolkits. This expansion of our fee-for-service offerings resulting in increased untied income. Our initiatives, Talk Up, Building Access, and Advancing Women, have continued to create positive outcomes. As a result of the positive impact and real difference the Building Access project has had on vulnerable women and children, the program is being or has been refunded once again. We thank our funders for recognizing the value of this work. PWDA proudly represented our LGBTQIASB+ community at Sydney's annual Mardi Gras parade. Always an honour to be able to meet our members, like Bodie, who took part in the parade with PWDA. Representing this intersection of identities is something we value deeply. Therefore, one of the year's highlights was being recognised as the national representative peak body for LGBTQIASB+ people with disability. Operationally, this year also saw the completion of several major initiatives, including our organisation-wide policy review, the final phase of our safety management system, and implementation of the final phase of our information technology, IT, upgrades. These initiatives have improved both employee and client experiences, strengthened our data security, and ensured compliance with regulatory and legislative requirements. This was evidenced by positive results from our National Standards of Disability Services, NSDS, Australian Council for International Development, ACFID, Work, Health and Safety, WHS, and financial audits, which also demonstrates our ongoing commitment to good governance. Additionally, we successfully delivered PWDA's next 12-month operational plan, setting the organisation up for success for the next financial year, and commenced work on PWDA's first Disability Inclusion Action Plan. Amongst this business, we also achieved the relocation of our Sydney head office to a more accessible space. The move allowed us to design offices that met the needs of our people, including sensory rooms, wayfinding, and more phone rooms and meeting spaces, so we can maintain contact with our clients, members, and community. We also explored how to reduce our environmental impact, introducing new waste reduction and electricity-saving measures. Alongside allowing us to better serve our community, the new office will make ongoing financial benefit to PWDA in the years to come. Our people remain at the heart of everything we do. This year, we introduced PWDA's first performance framework, aligning staff work plans with our strategy and focusing on professional development. We also embedded hybrid work practices, continuing to adapt to the changing work environment. This year also brought significant leadership changes. We farewelled key team members like Lizzie Fowler, Director of Strategic Projects and Communications, and Carolyn Hodge, our Deputy CEO. Their contributions were invaluable, and I thank them for their passion, insights, and friendship. At the same time, I was pleased to welcome Megan Spindler-Smith as our new Deputy CEO and Karen Karakaya as our Director of People and Culture. They've already made a remarkable impact in their short time with us. My thanks and gratitude goes to the PWDA team. It was rewarding to see the whole team's hard work to deliver our operational plan priorities and progress our strategy. Everything we achieved this year would not have been possible without the extraordinary efforts of the whole team and the supportive community and sector partners. I'm also pleased to report a positive financial outcome for the third consecutive year, a testament to our team's dedication and the successful implementation of our operational plan. This ensures PWDA's ongoing sustainability, which allows us to continue advocating for human rights and our community at such a crucial time. Throughout the year, the board has undertaken their duties with focus, dedication, and passion, and despite a number of changes to the board, their strong leadership and drive and care for the community continued without interruption. I'd also like to express my gratitude to our interim president, Mareka Jonkers, for her effective, steady, and compassionate leadership through a period of significant change and reform. Her commitment to disability advocacy is truly inspiring, and it has been a privilege to work alongside her. I take this opportunity to extend my deepest thanks to Mareka and Suresh Rajan, and I thank all board directors, past and present, for their contributions and service to PWDA. As we move forward, PWDA is stronger and remains focused and committed to advancing the rights and interests of people with disability. Thank you for your continued support. Warmly, Sebastian Zagarella, Chief Executive Officer, PWDA. Image: PWDA CEO Sebastian Zagarella with PWDA board directors and PWDA members at the 46th Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade.